कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्दा जय चैतन्य राधा शिव सखी।
The following is an arrival address given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on April 18, 1984 in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Devotees to go from house to preach to the people. Suno, suno, Nityananda, suno, Harida, Sarvatra, Maragya, Koro, Prakash, Prati, Gore, Gore, Gia, Koro, Ebika, Bholo, Krishna, Bhajo, Krishna, Koro, Krishna, Shikha. Listen, Nityananda, listen, Haridas. Go. Broadcast my order, my command everywhere to all of the people. Go to house and beg the people this humble prayer. Please chant Hare Krishna. Worship Krishna and study the books, the teachings of Lord Sri Krishna. So, Lord Nityananda, Haridas Thakur, other devotees, they took up this order and they went door to door preaching the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada has so kindly given us the Chaitanya Charitamrita there. We know that Lord Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed that he's the tree of devotion with the flowers and fruits of ecstatic love for God, pure love for God, for Krishna. And at the same time, he's the gardener. So he's saying, how many fruits can I eat and how many can I distribute alone? Everyone come and participate. Come and take this fruit and distribute it. Srila Prabhupada pointed out that this is very important for many reasons. You see, the one reason is that if Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that I can't do it alone, what to speak of anyone else? That Krishna conscious movement isn't done by any one person's effort. It's done by a group effort, by so many people participating. Otherwise, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is inviting everyone to come, participate, take this nectar, fruit of Krishna consciousness and distribute it to everyone? That is His causeless mercy. So like that, we know that Nitai and Haridas, Lord Balaram, has come down to assist Krishna, who has come as avatar of the devotee. And he is going and begging the people from house to house. What a grand opportunity those Grihasthas had in Navadvip to have Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur visit their very house and preach to them. Srila Prabhupada stressed how the previous acharyas, they're handing down Krishna Katha, the words spoken by Krishna in the form of Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. These things, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially, he wanted to be distributed, this knowledge, to everyone. Krishna Katha. So that's Krishna Shikha. Spoken by Krishna, spoken about Krishna. These are very transcendental. These are the topmost teachings that the Vedas have. The Vedas include many Puranas or histories, which are centered around pastimes of the Lord. If they didn't have the pastimes of the Lord, they wouldn't have any spiritual value at all. But there's so many other moral instruction, other details are given. But the Srimad Bhagavatam is therefore called the Nirmala or Amala Puranam. Mala means dirty, contaminated. Actually, even in Spanish, malo. Sanskrit. Proves that Sanskrit is the mother language. So, amala means no contamination with any karma, jnana, bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami. No type of materialistic contamination. Pure devotion for Krishna, pure transcendental science, Bhagavad Dharma. So this is what Nitai, Haridas, and so many other devotees were distributing. So of course sometimes I heard devotees make it like an excuse to Srila Prabhupada that, well, I'm so fallen. I'm so fallen, I'm so sinful, therefore I can't be a devotee. But actually, like Srila Prabhupada said, the essence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is simply giving out mercy. Giving out causeless mercy. Where is the question of qualification? Lord Nityananda and Advaita, Gadadhar, Sivas, Haridasa, they were giving out their mercy very freely to anyone. In fact, during the Mahaprakash, when Lord Chaitanya for 21 hours showed his form, it was in the mood as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he showed his form of Krishna to Advaita, showed his form as Ramachandra to Marigupta, different manifestations he assumed, and at that time, he was asking Advaita to take some, when he was in a mood like that, he was telling Advaita that you should take some boon. It's a very long pastime. But just at one point, what did Advaita say after a tremendous insistence? Finally he said, all right, if you must have a boon from me, then this is my request, this is my prayer. You give your mercy to those who are the most unqualified, unfortunate, those who don't have any hope under ordinary circumstances to become Krishna conscious, to become recipients of your mercy. Let them get the mercy first. Young or old, you see, man or woman, whoever it may be. And then he said, but those who are very proud, who are puffed up, who criticize your devotees, who offend your devotees, who don't have respect for your devotees, and obstruct the Sankirtan movement, let them die an ordinary death. Those who are very proud, you see, specifically they spiteful against the devotees, knowing, you see, that they are devotees of Krishna and who is Krishna, being proud of their money or their beauty or their good family or their education. And he even pointed out the high Brahminical families. Of course, great high Brahminical families like Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, actually very high Brahminical families, others, Venkat Bhatta, Raghunath Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta. They all surrendered to Lord Chaitanya, but they were very humble. It wasn't that a Brahmana couldn't get delivered, but that Advaita Gosai being the head of the Brahmanas, he wanted that everyone should get the mercy, specifically those who were unfortunate. And if a Brahmana is intelligent, he'll be humble, he can also get the mercy. Because those who will be very humble, very free from type of false ego, puffed upness, they can get Lord Chaitanya's mercy first. And Nitai Gaur, Nitai Haridas Thakur, we know how they delivered Jagai Madhai, Lord Nityananda. When he was struck by Madhai, Lord Chaitanya came ready to kill him, that Madhai. Jagai Madhai, the two brothers. Immediately, Sudarshan Chakra coming down from the spiritual sky, ready to, in a second, destroy them for their offenses. You see, but Lord Nityananda is praying on their behalf. No, there's so many people in the Kali Yuga, like this. So Lord Chaitanya made the stipulation, if they promise that they will not perform these bad activities again, they will lead a pure life, then I will give them release. So Jagai Madhai, they surrendered, they agreed, they went to the Ganges, they bathed, they took initiation, and they became completely purified by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chanting in the Nadia district, the Navadvip, paying their obeisances to all the Vaishnavas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, other demigods like Lord Shiva, Indra, Kartikeya, Varuna, they were all hiding. They would come down to Navadvip to observe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So when they saw the deliverance of Jagai Madhai, they were overwhelmed. Some of them were saying that we were worried to themselves. I was thinking that I would not get delivered because I'm so attached. But seeing this mercy now, I feel that I can hope for me also. And they all were rejoicing and just completely, that how these dvaitya, these demons, Jagai Madhai were practically on the level of, here you would say like Al Capone, Babyface Nelson, something like that, to be delivered. They organized crime. Even the government, they wouldn't mess with them. They had so many rogues under them and they were doing so many activity. They were so powerful that people would complain to the Qazi, they wouldn't do anything because they're afraid of their own life. It was practically, you can say, just like a mafia they had established. Protection system. Everyone had to run in fear from them. You see, that they were delivered, who had even struck Lord Nityananda on the head. Jamaraj, he heard about it from some bear. And he went over to Chitragupta. You know, Chitragupta is the accountant of the demigods. He counts, not the accountant money, but he's Yamaraj's personal accountant for all the karma that everyone does. So when he went to Chitragupta in his, on his rath, his chariot, then he asked what was the amount of sinful activities that Jagai Madhai had amassed. In other words, if he had come for the judgment, you know, he wanted just what was the account that was cleaned off by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. So Chitragupta replied that if we had, of course, you can understand the type of accounting system he had, modern day computers, nothing to say in face, because he's keeping track of every individual's karma. He has many assistants, of course. But they use different subtle methods for maintaining these records. But Chitragupta was said to be the origin of the Kayasthas. Kayasthas are especially, this is there, the in the ancient Indian time, the Kayasthas would be the ones who would manage the financial affairs and accounting and different type of administration for the king. They're very qualified in maintaining those type of records and everything. Prabhupada made a comment, and it was it Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaist is very hard-hearted. And like someone was due to pay the money, they were very strict. So Chitragupta, he replied that if I were to put down all the account on two papers to present to you, it would take 100,000 kayasthas. Pretty. And it would take them so many years to read off, I mean to do this work. And even if those 100,000 were to read to you all the activity, then it would, even then it would take, I forget how many, 1,000 years or something, just a tremendous amount of time to actually give the full report of what they did. They did so many things. especially having been born in a high family as Brahmanas, and then even their activities were more critically looked upon under the laws of karma. So one of the Yamadutas said that, well, we, whatever records were there, that we've already thrown in the water, sacred water. Because what's the use of keeping it? When in one moment Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgave all of their offenses. So what is the use of keeping any more record? And Yamaraj, he was meditating on how merciful Lord Krishna was, how merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, and thinking of his merciful qualities in delivering such a sinful people who would have had to burn, you see, in inferno for so long. He fell unconscious in a deep samadhi, just meditating on this. So Chitragupta and the other, they thought that, well, Yamaraj, maybe just to astonish them, fell over, and they're all fanning him, trying to, but, you know, he wouldn't, because he was in a samadhi. He wouldn't come back to consciousness. Meanwhile, Lord Shiva, Narada Muni, and other devotees that had been there watching the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they came over to Yamaraj's place and saw him unconscious and heard what happened from Chitragupta. So then Lord Shiva could understand, because he being a pure devotee of the Lord, that actually Yamaraj was absorbed in samadhi. Having heard the mercy of the Lord, he was overwhelmed and completely absorbed in their devotion. So he started chanting Hare Krishna, and then all the demigods started chanting Hare Krishna. And then Yamaraj came to consciousness. They just started glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone started glorifying Lord Indra and Varuna. Everyone started glorifying how merciful Lord Chaitanya. And they all did a huge kirtan, you see, with the Kumaras and Sukadev and all the, you know, great personalities in the heavenly kingdom. They were all had a huge kirtan glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda's mercy. And Jagai Madai, they living in Navadvip, they were very sincere. Every day they would chant 200,000 times Harinam, 2 lakhs. Actually, it's by Srila Prabhupada's mercy that he's told his disciples, and that's being handed down, to chant 16,000 names a day, which is only 25,000. Even then, devotees, I have hard trouble finishing my round. Previously, 1 lakh, 2 lakhs, 200,000, 100,000, that was the normal, minimum. 200,000 was more than minimum, that was intermediate, pretty advanced stage. But by Prabhupada's mercy and the mercy of previous acharyas, so we've been given so much service for preaching and serving. See, and only 25,000 names. Actually, Haridas Thakur used to take an oath of chanting 10 million names of Krishna in 1 month. And I calculated, actually, by chanting 16 rounds a day, we're chanting 10 million names in 1 year. We finish 1 crore in a year. What he would do in 1 month. So, if we actually do it even then, of course, because we're not even a flea compared to the speck of dust on these great devotees of the devotees' lotus feet. But even then, devotees sometimes make excuses. Well, I have a really difficult time hearing and chanting or finishing my rounds. So it's needed to be purified. So Jagai Madai, they took up the process very sincerely. In fact, Madhai, he was very upset. Although Lord Chaitanya Nityananda completely forgave them for all their offenses, Madhai, because he was the one that hit Nityananda Prabhu, he couldn't forget that actually he had hit Nityananda and caused him to bleed. It was overwhelming him that he had committed such an offense, yet Lord Nityananda was forgiving him. He kept thinking always that he was very fallen and how he could actually correct this mistake. So one time, Lord Nityananda, he didn't have any, what do you say, obhima. He would go just like in the mood of a child. running. Sometimes he'd just run across the field and jump in the Ganges, swim across the Ganges in the middle of the flood, go the other side. There'd be some kids playing in the Ganges. He'd play with them for a few minutes and go, and some devotees out. Then he'd just go start preaching and go in different, you know, sometimes very poor people, very low socially situated people, go right in their house. He wouldn't have any type of high or low, or just, he would just go everywhere, wherever he felt like it, just spontaneous, simple, completely like a child, very simple, compassionate, just go wherever he saw something which he liked, he'd go there. No type of pompousness or any kind of pretension at all. It's very simple and merciful. So like that, he was going around Nadia preaching door to door without considering whose house was very qualified, who was on. He was just going everywhere. So one time, Madai found Lord Nityananda preaching like that and caught him alone. So he came by Madai's house. So he begged Lord Nityananda to come in, and fell down at Lord Nityananda's lotus feet, grabbed his lotus feet, and started to pray. Said that, how fallen I am, actually, and how exalted you actually, you are the source of the Ananta Sesh who's holding up the whole universe. And you are that personality of God who is the best servitor of Lord Krishna. Because Balaram, in Krishna Leela, there's no one who performed more the type of services for Lord Krishna. Although he was also a personality of Godhead, but he was always protecting and serving Krishna in different ways. And he started to glorify Lord Nityananda, that actually that Lord who Chitraketu worshipped. You see, that Lord who is the origin of Lord Shiva, the Lord who, when the Jamuna, wanted the Jamuna River to come, hesitated, he immediately took his plow and pulled the Jamuna River over. That Lord who, when the Dwidwid, the Dwidwid gorilla, came and offended the gopis and he killed him. That Lord, delivered him by taking his life. That Lord who, during the chess game with Rukmi, when he beat Rukmi many times, but Rukmi kept saying he didn't win. Even a voice from the heavens came and said, no, Balaram won. And Rukmi then criticized, said, oh, he started laughing, said, oh, he's just a cowherder. He's just a foolish cowherder. What does he know about these things? And then Balaram just finished. And then he was saying that Balaram, that Lord who, when the Kurus, they were all defeated, they were all finished because of their offenses against that Lord. Because, you know, Sambha, that the Swayamvara of Lakshmana, the daughter of Duryodhana, then Sambha wanted to, the son of Krishna wanted to marry her. So he forcibly kidnapped her from the Swayamvara. So the Kurus, they want to know, they thought what to do, so instead of doing something very chivalrous, they took all the Maharatis, like the emperors of the world, they took all the Maharatis, say like half a dozen, a dozen that were handy there, and they go surround one Sambha all alone, rather than, you know, one-on-one fights. Even then they had trouble getting it. So then the Jadus are ready to go and declare war, because Narad went and reported to the Jadu Vamsa that they've done this. They've kidnapped Samba, held him as a prisoner. So they're ready to go and immediately attack the Kurus. See how treacherous. So then Balaram said, all right, no need for unnecessary war. I'll go with the Brahmanas and with the other people. We'll go there and sure we can. I can convince them. I'm close with Duryodhana and others not to do this. He goes, and of course Balaram went with the senior members of the Yadu dynasty and with the Brahmanas and other very respectable people. They went out and met Lord Balaram outside the town, and he gave very logically and nicely his proposition, saying to give, and then ultimately give back Samba with the girl. And instead, what do? They criticized Balaram, they laughed, called him, you know, like so many ill names, the dogs who are whatever was some servant or the dog, something like that they called him. Suddenly thinks he's become the master, thinking that, well, we're the emperor, and the Yadu dynasty is one of our subordinate kingdoms, and the empire, like that. So, of course, then Balaram became angry at their demeanor, and then he started to pull the whole Hastinapur into the Jamuna. Then they came out and offered him, they remembered Balaram. Offered him worship, and then brought out Samba and the girl here. And then everything was, you know, settled for the time being. But because of these offenses, these Duryodhana and everyone they had, were all defeated in Kurukshetra. So like this, Madai was glorifying Lord Balaram, Nityananda, that that same Lord, I have struck him. I'm such a demon, I'm such an asura, such a nistur, fallen, just a heinous person. I have struck him and caused blood to come out, and yet, what he's giving me? He's giving me his causeless mercy. They fell down and he just became overwhelmed, fell down and grabbed Lord Nityananda's feet, prayed, please forgive me for my offenses. Please forgive me for my offenses. You are my life. You are my soul. You are my everything. I don't know anything else because you are so dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, I'm simply taking shelter of your lotus feet. But then Lord Nityananda instructed, of course, that if someone just wants to take shelter of my lotus feet without Lord Chaitanya, this gives me great pain. There are even some sects, subsects or whatever, offshoot, upper sampradaya, bogus kind of offshoot, where they think, oh, they're just worshipping Nitai without Lord Chaitanya. Actually, Lord Nityananda is never without Lord Chaitanya, neither Lord Chaitanya is without Nityananda, they're connected eternally. Actually, Lord Nityananda, he's giving that pure devotional service very freely. One can't disconnect. He's giving the pure devotional service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By his mercy, one gets the mercy of Lord Chaitanya like that. So then, Nityananda said that just like a child, if a child hits the father doesn't mind. Whatever you do, you're just my child. I don't take any offense. And he picked up Madai and he embraced him. And when he embraced Madai, he felt unconscious and ecstasy. When he came conscious, again, he fell down at the feet of Lord Nityananda and said, there's one more prayer. There's one more thing. You're so kind. You've forgiven me for my offenses. Yet you are expanded in the hearts of all living entities and I have committed unlimited crimes and different type of terrible, violent, envious acts against so many living entities who are actually, you are situated in their heart. Therefore, this is also an offense to them and indirectly to you. How to get forgiven for these offenses? See, so then, Lord Nityananda told them that you make one ghat. You make one bathing ghat. You know, bathing ghat. What's the English translation? Bathing ghat. Bayou. A bathing bayou. Stairway. And by doing that, then so many people will come bathe in the Ganges. By bathing in the Ganges, that'll purify them, because the Ganges purifies one from all of them. They'll be glorifying you. Thank you for giving us this nice bathing place. So you make one beautiful bathing ghat, so people can come in this way. And so Madai would go and he'd beg all the different people of Navadvipa, please forgive me for my offense. He was so humble. And sometimes in the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees, he'd start crying. You see how fallen he was, how merciful Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya were. When he would cry, everybody there would just be melted by his devotion. So he took, with his own hands, he took the shovel. And he personally carved out from the side of the Ganges that the stairway, and personally built with his own hands the bathing place for the public. That is very famous, known as Madhai Ghat. Madhai Ghat. And people would go there, you see, and all glorifying on Madhai Ghat. People gave it the name. It wasn't that he gave it to my, you know, just like the big people in India put a sign. Birla Ghat, whatever. No, I mean, he was not putting it that this is, you put my name on it. He was doing it as an offering, but the people, they said, no, this is Madhai Ghat. And they were using it. And he would also go every day to the Ganges and just see the Ganges and chant, and do different services for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he built this bathing ghat for all of the devotees. And the devotees used to go there and take their bath in the Ganges. That's very near Srinathpur. Srinathpur is in Mayapur, not very far from our temple. Just recently, three Namhat groups from Srinathpur have signed up as under ISKCON. And they all came and chanted 24-hour kirtan for Janmashtami. We had about 20 different villages came in a half hour, 45 minutes each. They were all chanted through the night for Lord Krishna. It's very nice to have all the people participating like that. So then Jagai, or the Madhai, he made this ghat, Madhai ghat. This way, he got the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Someone hears, actually, like Balaram, when he was as Balaram, he was very powerful. I mean, like Roma Harshana was sitting under Vyasasana. He had been given a blessing by the four Kumaras. He gained the life of Brahma. Everybody bowed down when Balaram came into the assembly, but he didn't bow down because he was under Vyasasana. For some whatever reason, he didn't bow down. Balaram became angry, touched him with the grass, took his life. Even though he had the blessing, life as long as Brahma. Yet, as Lord Nityananda, see, the mood he's taking is so merciful. That was also his mercy. But now instead of killing and giving them liberation, of course by personally taking the life, they're immediately liberated, instead he's giving them pure love for Krishna, which is far greater than liberation. So when this descendant, Lord Nityananda, Balaram has become so much more merciful. So even Lord Nityananda says, someone understands actually the nature of my personality. Then they will develop faith. And they will also achieve the perfection of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. We actually understand what is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. What is the mercy of Lord Nityananda? And how we could think for even a second or a moment of anything except for serving their lotus feet, serving the devotees who have taken shelter of their lotus feet. How we could think for even a fraction of a second. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Doya. Koroho vichar, vichar korele chitte, bhave chamotkar. Meditate, consider what is the transcendental mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by considering His transcendental mercy, you will become wonderstruck, astonished. There's no parallel. If you think of a parallel in the human relations, you'll find no parallel. Right? Tit for a tat. This is really common. Then you get someone, all right, forgive and forget. But never the person who comes, the aggressor, and then he turns out to get complete the highest benedictions. Where is the parallel? Even the demigods are crying and overwhelmed. Indra He was given the man, he had 100,000 eyes. But his eyes were never properly used till they could see that pastime. That's what he thought. But now that my eyes are seeing this pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now their perfection has come. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadharo Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.